Nick D.
I'm Brie K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Well, we have our first episode of the year. It is episode 216. Welcome to the That's Not Christian Podcast. It's your boy Jay, and with me I have, well, it's just me today. And if you haven't noticed already, this episode has been pre-recorded a couple hours before we normally go live. The fellas are, you know, doing their day-to-day things, but I wanted to start off the year with an episode. You know, they want another week to go by, right? So if that's exciting, or if you're happy about that, let me get a thumbs up, leave a comment, and yeah, let's jump into it, man. 2024, we're here, we made it another year, feeling blessed to be alive, and hope everything is going well for you wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Really appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, geez, another year has gone by. We did our fitness challenge. We did 1 month, 30 days for the month of December, which is pretty crazy that we even did, because, you know, it's the holidays. Everybody likes to eat and stuff like that. But, you know, it went well. I'm happy with my results. And I guess the fact, because it was short, right? The other one that we did was just 60 days. And that one, you just, it felt like you were so far gone if you were behind that you just didn't want to continue to compete. But yeah, so let's see. Let's go to the challenge here. We have, so I'll just do the top 10 for this one. So Jimmy took the number one spot. So shout out to him. And took the second spot, which he just came out of nowhere. He was down, I think, like 7 or 8, maybe. Maybe not that low, but, and then out of nowhere, he just crept up and got the number two spot. Number three, you have comedian Chris. 4, Jesse, which I was neck and neck with him. But, you know, he got ahead. And Switch, which, if you remember from the last challenge, was all the way behind, like, second page basically, but he was he's 5, so top 5 for him. So give it up for Switch. And then I made it to number 6. Kenny, number 7. My wife actually participated in this one. She got number 8. Number 9 came out to be Cap No Cap. And number 10, Joseph Cross, which, if you also remember in the other challenge, he was like number 1 in most of the time, and I believe he won also the last time. So yeah, 30 days challenge, and we'll see if we start this up again. We actually was told by somebody in the group chat, which, if you don't follow us on Telegram, to see if we can start it up again. So we'll see, keep an eye out. We'll post it, and should be a good time. And yeah, next order of business, I guess you can say, is we got the release of the Epstein court cases or depositions, and like this whole mixture of documents that have been released. And so far there has been 3 sets, I guess, that have been released. And man, I mean, I read some of it. I haven't got a chance to read the last one because I believe it just came out today. But man, that dude, that operation was some wild stuff. You had names. Well, today specifically, Bill Clinton's name was dropped, and then you had like these other guys. Their names were dropped in some of the other documents. But just to summarize, right, if you don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is or anything of what's going on, he was a wealthy finance person and a sex offender that died by suicide in jail in 2015 for defamation and sexual abuse. Sorry, not defamation and sexual abuse. He was accused of abusing dozens of underage girls at his homes in various locations, which is pretty wild to think, because so one of the girls that, you know, was suing them or whatever, they had private planes for her. She would go all over Arizona, obviously to the island that he had here in New York, you know, visiting different townhouses or homes or apartments that he would have. So, yeah, wild. His girlfriend, Jeffrey's girlfriend, Glasslane, I always mispronounce her first name, Maxwell, was his former girlfriend and associate who helped him recruit an abuse victim. She was found guilty of conspiracy and sex trafficking in 2021 and sentenced to 20 years in prison. She still is alive, right? There hasn't been any accidents or anything like that. So just seeing that. So the girl who is, you know, was suing them and all that stuff, her name is Virginia G. Giuffre. And it says that she was one of Epstein's victims. She sued Maxwell in 2015 for defamation and sexual abuse, and she claimed she was forced to have sex with several prominent men in Epstein's circles, such as Prince Andrew, Bill Richardson, and George Mitchell, which, if I'm not mistaken, in the first document, George Mitchell was mentioned, and Bill. And it turns out that these guys are no longer alive. And I believe one of them also had committed suicide. So a lot of weird, sketchy things. And I get it, because, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was, like I said, a prominent person, especially within, you know, the governments and the, I guess, quote unquote, elites of the world, right? Which is why there's like this log of quote unquote alleged famous people that would visit, and you even seen pictures of him with other celebs at parties and stuff like that. And clearly he was one of those dudes, right, that just knew everybody, right? But one of the things that kind of I don't want to say bothers me, but when it comes to people in those circles, right, yeah, you could take a picture, or there is a picture of you and him, and all of a sudden it makes you seem like as if you're guilty by association, where in it could be just, you know, they took a picture, right? They didn't partake in anything, or it could have been an innocent, regular party, right? But I get why people automatically assume, you know, some sort of involvement, you know, with sexual abuse or anything that this dude was a part of. The documents were unsealed in the court by the lawsuit that Virginia brought out, which settled in 2017. So all these documents are like emails, the depositions, the transcripts, police report, and they're all released to show kind of what the relationship was between them and, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell and all the things that, you know, she was doing. And the documents, so they don't necessarily contain any evidence of what was going on. Although in this last one that came out today, it kind of showed, it said that somebody has video of what was going on, and supposedly they were able to get this video and like make duplicates of it and have it stored all throughout basically the world to be released. Now, is that going to be released? I don't know. or even if it's it exists today, right? Because these documents were way back then. So who knows, right? And yeah, I mean, these documents, it's just so many papers and so many things that you kind of like have to pinpoint and like create, like that meme with the guy, like he has the map in the background and he's like, okay, this belongs to this, and then you go down here and then this is the connection, and it's like so many things, right? And it's also interesting to me how this is coming out kind of this year, right? This is an election year for the United States, and there was a lot of talk about how, oh, we're gonna find Trump's name in this, and is this gonna prove that he was a pedophile and was involved in all these things? And don't get me wrong, there was a piece of, I guess, document that describes Trump now doing stuff. If it's true, I don't know. But it's like, this again, back to what I said earlier, this dude Jeffrey Epstein just knew all these people that were, you know, rich and famous, or are rich and famous, and was hanging out with these dudes, right? I mean, you've seen videos of Trump you know, with the Clintons hanging out, right? They were like best friends and stuff, and all these parties and all that stuff. And then you have videos of Epstein, who has a photo of Bill Clinton in a blue dress, not a photo, a painting, right, which is said to be displayed in his mansion in the Epstein Island. And then you had also another painting of George W. Bush. So clearly, this dude was known, right? And then also, now that I just remembered, there was this in the flight logs, it said that the FBI was also on the planes going towards the Epstein Island. So there's only one reason why an FBI would be on the plane to there, you know, if it's for a sitting president or anything like that, right? I mean, it could be Bill, could be George, who knows, right? But there's so much that has been, I guess, quote unquote, uncovered, and kind of like the behind the scenes look. And that's kind of like why it's interesting it's coming out this year, in the election year, right? You have not so much official, right? But you have Trump who's running, you have Biden who's also running, and it's pretty wild to think how, I guess, sick this world is to release this, you know, at this time. I mean, I'm not so much of a heavy duty conspiracy theorist, but man, it's almost like it's coincidence that this stuff is being released now. So, yeah. And, you know, talking about Trump, it was reported that Colorado and I believe Maine have voted or have said that Trump can't be on the ballot for this election, which is kind of wild to think that this is happening here in America. Because this stuff just doesn't seem, this is the stuff you hear with, you know, like third world countries or countries where the government is unstable. And it's not to say that the U.S. government is, you know, quote, is perfect or as stable, right? But we are a world power. And to a lot of people, it just seems like our government is so stable. But it's nice to see that they're trying to get Trump's name out of the ballots. And to me, I look at it two ways. I look at it as like, what is it about this guy that these things are being like brought upon, right? Like in my short lifetime, I've never heard anybody say, let me remove a presidential candidate off of a ballot. I've never heard it. Now, there were, you know, kind of, you know, sketchy situations with Gore and George W. Bush, you know, back in those times where it was like, well, what's going on with Florida and those votes, right? But nothing that I'm aware of that says, let's remove a presidential candidate off a ballot. Now, I'm not saying this because it's Trump that this is being done to. It's just wild to me that it's happening, right? I don't know where this kind of like puts America in the eyes of the whole world, right? Because again, this, to my knowledge, hasn't happened before. So it makes me just wonder, like, man, are we about to have like another civil war or anything? Like, especially because that movie came out on Netflix. I think it's called Left Behind, where it was just like civil unrest and like, you know, Teslas crashing into each other with no drivers and they're all brand new. And it's like, man, like, could this be a situation now that could occur here just because of how crazy like this stuff is now? Could this be planned? Is this what, you know, the elites want? I mean, who's to say, right? Who's to say? But it is just incredibly wild. The next part I want to speak about is this video that went viral of a person who's in court in Nevada, and he just, well, I'm going to show you the video.
This is my life. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not, you know, I'm not out there committing crimes now, you know, and I feel like I should be given a shot.
I appreciate that, but I think it's time that you get a taste of something else, because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court...
No, hey, oh my God! Oh, hey, hey,
hey, hey. Yo, the way that dude just hopped that podium or whatever that's called that the judges sit on, I was not expecting that at all. Yeah, so this dude just went crazy. And you see, I think it was like a couple of videos after I saw this one, it came out, you know, what was he, you know, in for? It was like a domestic abuse and like some other stuff and some other charges, and it's like, dang, man, you just like in front of the whole world, in front of the courts and stuff, just went after a judge, and who knows what he's gonna get, what charges he's gonna get for this on top of whatever else he was trying to fight. So that was pretty nuts, but the memes, hilarious, of this dude. And I think it got voted as January's meme of the month. We're only 8 days into January, so I don't know how that's possible. But yeah, I mean, crazy what is going on in this world. So this just in, that guy, the defendant in the Las Vegas courtroom, he was sentenced today, Monday, to 19 to 48 months in prison on a previous battery charge, emphasizing that his actions last week did not affect her sentencing decision, which he got sentenced by the same judge he attacked. The man's name is Deborah Redden. I might have said that wrong. Who's 30 years old, and he attacked Judge Hotless, 62. She was injured, and yeah, he stood. Wow. He stood with his hands chained to his body and a mesh mask over his head. And four officers were still by his side. And the judge said and emphasized that he was sentenced solely on the April 2023 battery charge, to which he previously pleaded guilty. She said the charges related to his attack last week would be handled by a different judge. Oh my goodness. For purposes of the record, Judge Hulvis said, I want to make clear that I am not changing or modifying the sentence I was in the process of imposing last week before I was interrupted by the defendant's actions. In addition to handing down the prison sentence, she also required Mr. Redding to pay several hundred dollars in administrative fees. Well, there you go. Now he's going to get another charge for all the stuff that he did. Crazy. Crazy what's going on. I hope you enjoyed this short and sweet episode. And hopefully you'll see all of us together on the next one. Our Bible verse of the day is, which I guess should be the mantra of the year, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just remember, we're not limited by our own abilities or circumstances, but by God's power and grace. He is the source of our strength and our reason for our hope, and he can help us overcome any challenge, achieve any goal, and fulfill any purpose. He can do all things, so we can through him. So thank you so much for watching this episode. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, hit a like, let me know in the comment section. If you like these pre-recorded videos or you prefer the live, obviously the live is much better with all of us there, but sometimes that's not the case. But here it is, a video for you guys and for the audio only listeners as well. So thank you so much. And we hope you have a great week, a great year, a great month, and we'll see you on the next episode of the That's Not Christian podcast.